Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt das Kiddushin, Perik Gimel Mischne Zayin. Kiddush DSBT, this man says, I was mekabel Kiddushin for my daughter, which a father can do for his daughter that's a ktana or a naira, even though he's not supposed to for a ktana. Chazal want him to wait until she's at least a naira so she can have a choice in the matter and see if this is a husband that she wants. But Lamaisa, the Torah says that if the father accepts the Kedushin on her behalf and she's a ktana, she is mekadeshes. What's the problem? I don't remember who it was. I don't know from whom I accepted the Kedushin. Now remember, many years could have passed, and the father says, oh, I remember when she was a little girl. I don't know what I was thinking. I was mekabel Kedushin for her, and I don't remember from whom. Along comes one person, and he says, it was me. I was the one that was mekadesher. Neman, he's believed. The reason we're going to believe him is because nobody would take a chance and go to the father and say it was me if it wasn't him. What if the father's going to say, no, you for sure it wasn't? That would be a terrible chutzpah to try to get away with that. And therefore, if someone is saying it was me, we believe him. What happens if two people come and say, it was me? Ze'om anikadashtiyah, one of them says, I was mekadesher. One of them says, I was mekadesher. It's like the Mishnah, Shneim Naisnin Get. Well, neither are going to marry her, and both are going to have to give her a get. Now, the Imiratsu, if they want, they can make an arrangement between themselves, where Echad Naisnin Get, one gives the get, the Echad Kindness, one takes her in, because what's the problem? Even if it was the other one that was mekadesher, he gave her a get, so she's free to marry anyone she wants anyway. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin. A father said, I accepted Kiddushin on behalf of my daughter who was a ketana, which a father can do. Again, I want to remind you, Chazal tell us it's aser for him to do it until she's a naira. But Lamaisa, if he does accept the Kiddushin, when she's a ketana, she's mekadeshes, problem is he doesn't remember to whom. So there's a big problem now, because if we believe the father that he accepted Kiddushin from someone, she can't marry anybody. Because the Maisa, she's married to someone. If along comes a person and says, I'm the one, he's believed. And maybe he's lying. So we assume no one would have such chutzpah to go over and say to the father, it was me, if he knows it's not him. Well, what if two people come? Each one says, I'm the one that was mekadesher. Both give a get. And now she can marry a third person. One of them is lying. But we're not choishish, the Rishayim explained, that they're both lying. So we assume one of them is the real husband. And therefore, she got a get from the real husband, because they both gave a get. Even in this case, where both are saying it was me, and we know one of them are lying, after one gives a get, the other one can take her in. Memanushach, either the other one is the real husband, or she got a get from the real husband.